This is VOA News via remotum, Tommy McNeil. The Japanese government has filed a diplomatic protest against North Korea after it launched a ballistic missile in the early hours of Sunday and a rare late-night New Year's Day weapons test. Japan's defense minister told reporters in Tokyo the move came less than 24 hours after North Korea launched three ballistic missiles on Saturday, capping a year when the isolated country conducted an unprecedented number of missile tests. And the latest launch came as Pyongyang's ruling Workers' Party held a key meeting, which leader Kim Jong-un had previously used to make major policy unprecedented number of missile tests. The latest launch. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports President Biden has issued a statement on the passing of Pope Benedict XVI.
The White House released the statement in which President Joe Biden says he and his wife join other Catholics around the world and so many others in mourning the passing of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Biden says, quote, "I had the privilege of spending time with Pope Benedict at the Vatican in 2011 and will always remember his generosity and welcome, as well as our meaningful conversation. He will be remembered as a renowned theologian with a lifetime of devotion to the church, guided by his principles and faith." Biden added, "May his focus on the ministry of charity continue to be an inspiration to us all."
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Tens of thousands of revelers celebrated the start of the new year in central Wuhan Saturday amid a heavy security presence in the city where the coronavirus pandemic began 3 years ago. Many released balloons into the sky when the clock struck midnight, as is tradition in Wuhan, before grabbing selfies with their friends. This is VOA News. New Year celebrations have been sweeping across the globe, ushering in 2023 with countdowns and fireworks and marking an end to the year that brought war in Europe, a new chapter in the British monarchy, and global worries over inflation. In reviewing the events of 2022, UN Chief Antonio Guterres considered the difficulties and the heartbreak of the past year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
In his New Year's message, he says millions of people around the world have literally swept out the ashes of the old year. He says they are preparing for a new dawn and a brighter day in the year ahead.
From Ukraine to Afghanistan, to the Democratic Republic of the Congo and beyond, people left the ruins of their homes and lives in search of something better. Around the world, 100 million people were on the move, fleeing wars, wildfires, droughts, poverty, and hunger. In 2023, we need peace now more than ever.
He says conflicts can end and peace can be assured through dialogue. Lisa Schlein for VOA News.
China stands on the right side of history, according to the country's leader Xi Jinping on Saturday in a New Year's address that came as questions swirl over his government's handling of COVID-19 and economic and political challenges at home and abroad. Speaking on national television from behind a desk in a wood-paneled office, she largely avoided directly addressing issues confronting the country, pointing instead to successes in agricultural production, poverty, elimination, and its hosting of the Winter Olympics in February. However, he later turned somewhat obliquely to the challenges facing the world's most populous country and second largest economy, saying the world is not at peace. Queen guitarist Brian May has been appointed for knighthood by the British royalty. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Rock legend Brian May holds many titles. He has a doctorate in astrophysics. He's an animal welfare advocate. And now, at age 75, he's a knight.
I think officially I'm Sir Brian Harold May, and I wanted to have that in there because that's my dad. That's my honor to my dad, who would be thrilled, of course, but he's not here.
May is among hundreds of artists, community leaders, and athletes recognized for the UK New Year's honors approved by King Charles. He says this is a challenge, a spark for his charitable work.
What a knight is supposed to do is go out and do good in the world, and that's what I feel it's about more than anything else. It's to give me a little bit more, maybe a little more confidence, a little more energy, a little more power.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
More VOAnews.com.